Morning, everyone. This morning in the gospel, we hear one of Jesus's many miracles, one of the many miracles of healing that he performed throughout his ministry. And I think that this gospel gives us a good opportunity to reflect upon the multiple ways that we as Catholics are encouraged to read Scripture. Because while Scripture is something that was written for, you know, by an author for a particular purpose, for a particular audience, it still is the living Word of God. It's something that still continues to speak to us today. In fact, God wants to speak to us through the sacred Scriptures. And so first and foremost, as always, anytime we see any sort of Scripture passage, right, we always begin at that literal sense. Right, so in this case here today, St. Mark, he speaks about Jesus authentically healing a man, right? Healing a man who had a speech impediment, who was unable to hear. That is something that happened. However, if we go beneath the surface, if we go beneath what is happening on the literal level, there's also the spiritual dimension of the Scriptures. Right? There's the spiritual dimension of what's going on today in this gospel. And anytime Jesus performs a healing miracle, there's always something that's going on beneath that. There's something that's going on at that spiritual level. And so I think today we have an apt opportunity to take a look at what Jesus is doing in both of those respects. So as we hear at the beginning of the gospel, Jesus now, he's making his way through the Sea of Galilee. Right? And it says that he went to Tyre by way of Sidon, to the Sea of Galilee in the Decapolis. And really what that would be like saying, it'd be like saying Jesus made his way from Washington, D.C. to New York via Atlanta. So what's going on? Why are they saying that? Right? He's going completely out of the way. It's not like he's moving in a linear fashion. But in fact, what's going on here is it's saying that Jesus, now he's beginning that public ministry. He's looking to have that encounter with as many people as he possibly can. And so Jesus, here now, making his way into the Decapolis, which is Gentile territory. It's not the Israelites. It's not the Jews. Jesus now, he's beginning to reach out, to talk about what the authentic plan of God is, right? To bring everyone into his flock, into his fold. And we hear that now as Jesus, as he enters into this Gentile territory, right, word of who he is getting out there. They realize that he's capable of incredible things. Right? He's not some ordinary man. No, he's something much more than that. There are great works that are happening just by means of being around him. And so when they hear that this Jesus of Nazareth is making their way into their town, they bring this man who is deaf, who has this speech impediment, just begging that Jesus will touch them. They know that Jesus is different. They know that maybe, just maybe, he'll be the one who can help this poor man. And what I think that the gospel, what it's asking us today too, is do we approach Jesus with that same faith? Do we believe that if Jesus can just reach out and touch us, that he can heal us? I mean, is it our first inclination when we have friends, when we have family, when we have people who are struggling, our first inclination is to go to bring them to our Lord? Because as we hear after that, what does Jesus do? Right? So Jesus, he's there, he's with this man in the midst of the crowd, but he pulls this man away. He isolates him. Now, I mean, if you were Jesus, right, you're going to perform this amazing miracle, this miracle that testifies to the power that you have. You would think that you'd want to keep him in the crowd so that everybody could see what happens. Right? Everybody would be in awe, right? This man that, you know, he has the power to heal, you know, these terrible, you know, physical defections, these bodily defections. But Jesus, he doesn't decide to do that. He decides to pull him away. Because you see, my friends, Jesus, he wants to do the same thing with each and every single one of us. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's great that we come here together in community. Right? We need that dimension of our spiritual lives. However, Jesus wants to reach out and he wants to touch us personally. He wants us to have that personal relationship with him, that intimate relationship. Right? And if we really want to get to know someone in our lives, you need that one-on-one time. Right? You need to open yourself up to one another. Being together in crowds or in groups, again, there's nothing wrong with that, but that's not the way we really get to know someone. We really get to know someone by spending quality time with them, right? By opening ourselves up to them. And so just as Jesus wanted to pull this man away from the crowd, he wants to do the same to us. He wants to impact our lives in a very personal way. And as we see in the way that he healed the man, right? He could have just through the power of his words, he could have, you know, made the deafness, made the speech impediment go away. But he chose to have that physical touch. Just as he wants to reach out and to physically, to spiritually touch every single one of our hearts, every single one of our souls. And I think it's interesting that, you know, the words that he uses to perform this miracle, right? He says, be open. Why that verb? Why be open? Yes, sure, fine, to open up the ears of this man to hear. But again, any miracle that Jesus performs at the physical level, it's meant to go down into the spiritual. And so what Jesus is telling us too is he's essentially saying the same thing to us. When we allow him to isolate us, when we allow him that personal time, right, he opens our hearts that we might hear his word, that we might hear his personal touch through the ears of our hearts. And that in having that as well, right, then we can authentically speak to who he is. Right, we can authentically proclaim who we are as Catholic Christians. Right, it's then when we come to know our Lord personally that we can truly evangelize, that we can truly talk about not just who this Jesus of Nazareth is. Right, anybody who's studied him before, they can talk about who he is. Give facts all day long. But when we open the ears of our hearts to our Lord, then we can testify to who he is to me. That I have this personal relationship with him. That I know he exists because he has come and he has moved me personally. Finally, the thing that it's almost the most interesting thing of anything that we hear in this gospel story, right? Immediately after he cures this man, after he gives him the ability to speak, what does Jesus tell him? Don't tell anybody. Think about that. Think about how difficult that would have to be. Right? You have this man who has now just completely revolutionized your life. Now you have the ability to go out and to speak. And Jesus tells you not to say anything to anyone. It'd be like Jesus, you know, healing someone who was crippled and telling them not to walk. Why? Why would Jesus do this? See, I believe it's that what Jesus is saying, he says, listen, allow this personal relationship now that you have experienced with me, allow this to transform who you are from the inside. Then from there, when that authentically happens, then you will be able to testify to who I truly am. But as we see throughout the entirety of all of the Gospels, anytime Jesus says that, they can't contain that joy. They can't contain that encounter with our Lord inside themselves. And that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing at all. But the question that we have to ask ourselves first is, do I personally know Jesus? Do I, not that I know facts about him, but do I know him the way that I know my husband or wife, my son or daughter, my best friend? Do I know him that way? You see, my friends, when we are open to that relationship with our Lord, right, when we allow him to open our hearts, to open our mouths, it's then that we become transformed into those Christians, into those Catholics that we are all called to be. So, my friends, this week, let us approach our Lord. Let us approach him in faith as the friends of that deaf, mute man did. Let us allow our Lord to isolate us from the crowd so that we may come to know him personally. And above all, may we open the ears of our heart to the word of our Lord. Lord, this week may we come to you and may we say, Lord, open our hearts, for we come to you in faith.